Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Good morning, friends. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Welcome to this, our service this morning. As we have heard during the addresses during the week, our service continue in this format as church gatherings still fall within those which are prohibited. Nonetheless, our worship of God is not prohibited, for where two or three gather in my name, Jesus promised, I will be in their midst. And so, friends, I trust that we will have a wonderful time as we worship as families wherever we are. We light the candle. As we light the candle, we think of the bereaved families, especially those who've lost loved ones as a result of COVID-19. May the light of Christ, which is Jesus Christ, shine upon them and bring them hope, healing, and comfort at this time. Amen. We continue, friends, with our notices. On our birthdays this week, we have Wendy Stock, Benjamin Tswaelo, Ki Putsemang Khaba Okangwe, Lena Melk, Leshan Mayuka. And then on two meetings, we have our second quarterly meeting at 11 a.m. today online on Zoom. Our stewards and the treasurer will be in attendance. And then next week on the 10th of May at 10 a.m., we'll be having our society stewards meeting online. We will send the details during the week as to which platform we'll use. And also, with regards to email addresses, we continue to ask those of us who have email addresses and who'd love to receive our podcasts to do so and send them to our church email address. Last but not least, we wish to extend our words of gratitude and thanks for those who continue to give in tithes, offerings, and donations. May the good Lord bless you. We are aware that due to the lockdown, others are keeping aside at home their giving because they are not able to get to the ATMs to make the deposits, and are hoping for such time that we are able to come again and worship together in church. May God bless you. And also, we pray for those who are at this time are not able to, that God will give them the ability to can give. We continue with our service with the call to worship. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Come and see that the Lord lives. Go and tell that Jesus is risen from the dead. Friends, let us sing together from our very own with the hymnal 22. Come, let us all unite and sing. is love. Yes, Lord, we thank you this morning to know that you are love. You are God who loves us, God who cares for us, God who never leaves nor forsakes us, but God who promises to be with us until the very end of age. We come to you this morning, Lord God Almighty, thankful to be able to see yet another beautiful morning. Though the weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning, because no matter what happens around us, what we go through, when we are able to see the break of dawn, we are encouraged, Lord, that there is hope, that God is still with us, God still cares for us. And so this morning, Lord, as we join together in worship, we bring with thankfulness our voices as we join together singing that God is love. We thank you, Lord, that you are God who loves us irrespective of what we have done. As we think of those deeds, of those words that we have uttered, and of those thoughts that we have said that bring only shame to your name, we humble ourselves before the throne of Christ, Lord, feeling sorry for all those, and asking that you cleanse us, that you wash us, that you forgive us, that you make us pure and holy and worthy to be in your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you have promised us that when we come asking for forgiveness, you hear us and you forgive us. Thank you, Lord. And we join together as we together say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We find our scripture reading for today in John chapter 21, verses 1 to 14, and I'm reading from the New International Version. It reads as follows. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, have you any fish? Friends, haven't you any fish? No, they replied. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish. They were not far from the shore, about 90 meters. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals, there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the gospel of Christ. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Friends, let us listen to the song, "Be Still for the Presence of the Lord." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. 7 years ago, I was blessed to be able to sail on the Sea of Galilee. And after we'd sailed, we were able to step in the shallow waters of the Sea of Galilee, where we're able to see fish just swimming freely. And apart from that, we were taken to the chapel called Mensa Christi, which is the table of Christ, where it is believed that is where Jesus stood as he appeared to his disciples for the third time along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. But there is also something we were able to sit and dine by at St. Peter's restaurant, which is on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, where amongst others, the best that is sold is the fish that is believed to be the kind of the one that Jesus instructed Peter to go and get the coin for the temple tax from, if you read according to Matthew chapter 17, verse 27. And so when you are along the shore, you are able to see many fish swimming freely on this shore or on the Sea of Galilee. And today we read from our reading that the disciples had gone out to fish. If you remember last week, we had met Jesus as he appeared to the disciples who were walking to Emmaus, and the Bible tells us that their eyes were kept from recognizing him. But it was until they were sitting at table after breaking the bread that their eyes were open and they were able to see Jesus. So now Jesus appears to those disciples. And I wish to briefly speak about a theme, gone fishing, with points failed exercise, obedience, and honoring Christ. When Mark tells us about the resurrection of Jesus, he says that an angel appeared to the women who had gone to the tomb that first Sunday of on that Easter morning. And this angel told the women, go tell his disciples that he's going on ahead of them. They will see him in Galilee. And just before the portion of scripture that we have read, John had told us about Jesus appearing to his disciples. And in particular, when he appeared to them, Thomas was also there. And now he says, afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And I wish to say, certainly, this was not immediately after he appeared to Thomas, because the distance would be about 5 days from Jerusalem to Galilee. But what John tells us is that as they were there in Galilee, which I believe it was, they were following the instruction that Jesus was going to be seen by them in Galilee, that as they sat there, John does not tell us where the other disciples were, but he just mentions the seven disciples and say that Peter said, I'm going to fish, out to fish, and the other said, we'll go with you. Remember, 3 years before they met Jesus, most of these disciples were fishermen. And Jesus had said to them, come, I'll make you fishers of men. Now we find them back to where Jesus met up with them. Some people suggest that they went back to fishing because they lost faith in Jesus. Though they'd seen the risen Jesus, now they did not know what to do, what was going to happen next. But perhaps they went out to fish because they had nothing to eat. Or maybe, as others have suggested, they needed a source of income. Or still that they were whiling time as they waited for Jesus. And so they went to the Sea of Tiberias. And as fishermen, they knew that in order for them to be able to catch fish, and which was also the practice of the time, that they would go out at night to fish, because then in the morning they can be able to sort and clear out the fish and take it to the fish market or dry the rest to be used at a later time. And John speaks of the Sea of Tiberias, which is also called the Sea of Galilee or Gennesaret, from which in Hebrew is Kinneret, from the Hebrew word kino, meaning a harp because this sea was shaped like a biblical musical instrument. Although it is called a sea, it is actually a fresh water inland lake. Could be about 166 square kilometers. And fish had been caught in this lake from the beginning of time. And so these disciples, they knew what to do and how to catch fish. And they took with their nets. But throughout the night, the Bible tells us that they caught nothing. And I want to suggest two things. Two reasons why they caught nothing. Because Jesus had called them from that which they knew to be fishers of fish to being fishers of men. And so now they went back. They did not go to fish for men. They did not go out to tell people that, hey, Jesus, the one that we followed, the one who was crucified, the one who was buried is now alive. He is risen. We have seen him. But instead, they went back to what they did before meeting Christ. And I wonder how many of us at times that we want to go back, you know, to what we used to do before Christ came into our lives. Secondly, they went on their own without the Lord. That was the reason why they could not catch any fish. Jesus had taught them in John chapter 15, verse 5, that if you remain in me and I remain in you, you will do and you will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. And so throughout the night, they went and they caught nothing. It was a failed exercise. At times in life, we go about a task, no matter how small or how big they are, following every step that is expected in accomplishing those tasks, only to find that there is no result that is yielded at the end of the day. From Peter and his companions' experience, we learn that we need Jesus with us at all times, both for big and for small tasks. And, you know, when you know how to do something, when you have tried all that you know how, the tried and tested techniques of completing tasks, and somebody comes when they see or when they ask you if there's any result and you say no, and they say, how about trying this? Do you know that sometimes, well, for me, you know, it brings about a little bit of irritation. And we find these men, seven of them, in a boat, exhausted and hungry. They've been out at this sea or this lake trying to catch fish at the appropriate time. But there was no fish in their net. And now they're probably sailing back because John says they're about 90 meters away from the shore. Not far. And there is this stranger who asks them, haven't you any fish? Suggesting that it's somebody who knows that they haven't got any. And their response indeed is, no, we haven't. We have no fish. And the stranger says, throw the net on the other side, on the right side of the boat, and you'll find some. I wonder how I would have responded, knowing that the whole night I've tried all sides of the boat with no success. Perhaps like at the first encounter with Jesus, as recorded in Luke chapter 5, verse 5, Peter then had expressed his frustration. Maybe that would have been my response to say that, duh, That is what we have been doing. But these men, they listened and they obeyed the instruction and they did as this stranger told them. The Bible says, as they did, they could not haul in the net because of the large number of fish they had caught. Friends, each and every one of us have been called to serve Christ, to do certain tasks in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. The work that we do and the work that we are to do will only be a success if we obey the word of the Master. The catch of so many large fish was not because of the right side of the boat, but it was because they listened to the word that says, do this. And I wonder how much of success our ministries would be, how much of success our tasks would be, even if it's at home or in the office, if we just listen to that voice that speaks to us. But sometimes we tend to ignore. And as they listened and they caught this large number of fish, listen to the voice of somebody who's standing on the shore at this early hour of the morning. They cannot even see who the person is. But with the catch of these many fish, their spiritual eyes, and in particular John's eyes, are opened, and he came to the realization that this could be none other but Jesus. And he tells Peter, it is the Lord. And as they battled to put the net inside the boat, the Bible says Peter jumped into the water after putting on his garment and swam towards Jesus. You see, friends, sometimes we work so hard, and after all that hard work has yielded results, we are tempted to boast and say that, you know what, I've done it. But I want to say that when you put our trust in God's word and do as instructed, as God gives us the wisdom to go about with the work at hand, when all that is accomplished, we need not boast and say I'm smart, but we need to bring honor and glory to God. We have to come to God with praise. And what Peter did, what John said to say it is the Lord, teaches us that at the end of the day, when we have done everything else, we need to give God the praise and the glory. We are not to share it, because Christ continues to work in and through us. It is not our own wisdom or our own might. And as I close, I want to say at the beginning of the year, we pledged and committed ourselves to serve Christ. And as we serve Christ, sometimes we serve Christ through our neighbors. Christ says, I came to you. I was hungry and you fed me. I came to you and I was naked and you gave me clothes. And throughout the past months thus far, we have seen Christ journeying with us. We have had joyful moments because of the tasks that have been completed. But perhaps for some of us, there have been some difficulties. Some of us have come to a point of throwing in the towel to say that, no, I give up. I've been trying this. It's just not working. And perhaps at this time, whilst we are faced with this pandemic, we find that we are working round the clock, but our work yields no success. It seems like we are all on our own. I want to say that let us evaluate our actions. is what we are doing, even if doing it in the name of Christ, in the name of the Lord, in the name of serving God and serving the neighbor. Are we doing that on our own, or are we doing it with the Lord? Have we an instruction from the Lord on what we are to do and how we are to do it? Have we listened and obeyed the Lord? Sometimes the work gets accomplished with great success, but when we look within ourselves, we find that there is no joy. Remember, I said that by work I refer even to those tasks that we consider to be small. Things such as preparing a meal for your family, or running a soup kitchen, or assisting another with some admin work. The Bible tells us that Peter left the others with the fish and ran to honor Christ. That is my inference, to go and give Christ the glory and to thank Christ and just to be in the presence of Christ and enjoy being in his presence. Perhaps even with us, when we have worked and find no joy, it's because we have not acknowledged that it was not because of our own wisdom that we accomplished what we did, but it was because of Christ enabling us. It is because we have not acknowledged and honored God, because indeed we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And so, friend, as we continue to serve Christ in all aspects of life, either through taking the time just to check on other people and be a helping hand to those who are in need, as the Church of Christ, may Christ lead us to any service that he wants us to serve him. Because when he leads, we are assured of his presence. That is through his spoken word. And as we obey his word, we get good results. We do not own the credit. It belongs to him. And as we come to him with joy and praise, we acknowledge that we are nothing but his servants who are working in his vineyard. And may Christ help us even during this time to have our focus on Christ, to say that we will go where he sends us to. We will go and testify and tell others that Jesus is alive. That we will wait, but we will wait for the word to say, here is the way that you must go on it. You must go to these people. Because as we shall later find out, as we read in the works of the Acts of the Apostles, we find that they waited for the Lord's leading, that they should go to this place and to such and such a place. They did not go on their own accord, but as they were led, their ministry yielded much result. And may Christ help us even as we continue serving one another to listen to his voice as he leads us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that you never leave nor forsake us. You are with us. You've promised us that you'll be with us until the end of the age. Lead us, Lord. At this moment, we think and pray about those who are hungry and destitute in our community. That, Father God, you may lead us in ways that we can best serve them during this time and times that are ahead of us. On our own, we are failing. On our own, we do not have the resources. But as you spoke to those disciples that they must throw the net on the right side of the boat, we believe that when you speak to us, giving us direction, we can be able to have the resources to can reach out to those in need at this time. We pray also for those who are sick in mind, body, and soul. You are the Lord that heals all our disease, and by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. May your hand of grace be upon them, touch them, and heal them where they are, be at home or in hospital. Your grace reaches us wherever we are. Lord, we thank you. And Father, we bring before your throne of grace at this moment those who are victims of gender-based violence at this time, be it male or female, children or old. Please, Lord, bring about divine intervention in their lives and give them peace. Peace and comfort and freedom. And we pray, Father God, for the government leaders. Continue to lead them and give them wisdom to lead this country as we deal with this pandemic. Help us as a nation to be obedient to what we are told, so that in the end we can be able to beat this pandemic. We pray for your people who continue to serve us on the front line as essential service bearers, Lord God Almighty. Give them strength and courage, and their families too who fear for their lives. We give you thanks, praise, Lord, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We come now, friends, to the moment of blessing our tithes and offerings. Lord, you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts. You are the giver of life. We thank you for friends and families who continue to look after us. We thank you for those who continue to bring gifts to those who are in need. And as we bring these our tithes and our offerings as a token of our appreciation, Father, we pray for your blessing, for you promised us in your word, Lord, that you will bless us. We stand on your promises and wait on your blessing. You said we'll be blessed going in and blessed going out because we obey your word. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, and we pray that you give us wisdom in using this for the furtherance of your kingdom in this part of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, we sing together Blessed Assurance 4:22. We say grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us now and forevermore. Amen. We finish off the last verse of Blessed Assurance. Have a blessed day and a blessed week. See you again next Sunday.